अच्छा, उसके बाद हमारे पास है जेसनस लिम्फोसिटिक इन्फिल्ट्रेट। तो इट इज़ वन ऑफ द इन्फ्लेमेटरी डर्मेटोसिस विच इज़ अ बीनाइन एंड अ क्रॉनिक इन्फ्लेमेटरी कंडीशन, ऑल्दो बीइंग अनकॉमन, प्रेजेंटिंग इन द इंडिविजुअल्स लेस देन 50 ईयर्स ऑफ एज, बीइंग इट यंग एडल्ट्स और चिल्ड्रन, एंड मोस्टली प्रेजेंटिंग विद द एसिम्टोमेटिक नॉन स्केली एरिथमेटिस पेप्यूल्स एंड प्लाक ऑन द फोटो एक्सपोज साइड्स ऑफ द बॉडी, मेनली द फेस, नेक एंड द अपर ट्रंक। सो the pathophysiology of the disease not well understood, but it has been seen to be associated with the lupus erythematosus. So as I told you that the presentation will be asymptomatic, non-scaly, erythematous papules and plaques, mainly present on the face, neck and the upper trunk. These lesions may be one, few or numerous in number. Sometimes these lesions may have a central clearing, giving it an annular appearance. So because it is present on the photo exposed site, so in some individuals it may or may not be associated after the sunlight exposure. So as the lesion looks like LE, but these lesions does not have any atrophy or follicular plugging. Although these are chronic and may last for many years, but sometimes spontaneous resolution may also occur. However, even after spontaneous resolution, the recurrence may also occur even at the same site or at the different site. When the pathology is seen, histopathology of these lesions is seen, the epidermis will be totally normal. There will be no atrophy or follicular plugging or any basement membrane changes. However, in the dermis, they may be moderately dense, superficial and deep perivascular and sometimes perifollicular inflammatory infiltrate consisting of small mature lymphocytes, large lymphoid cells, plasma cytoid cells and plasma cells. These lymphocytic cells will be of the CD8 positive cells. The direct immunofluorescence will be negative, and the molecular analysis of the T and B cell population are polyclonal. The differential diagnosis of polymorphic light eruption, lymphocytoma cutis and LE. So to differentiate these from the Jessner's lymphocytic infiltrate, the PLE can be ruled out just by taking the history and the short duration of the disease, whereas to rule out lymphocytoma cutis and LE, we need to do the histopathology. The disease course and prognosis overall the prognosis is good, benign in nature, the spontaneous resolution may also take place, and there is no increased mortality in these patients. For the investigations, the diagnosis can be done on the histopathology of the skin biopsy. Direct immunofluorescence and molecular gene rearrangement studies help to rule out the differentials. Furthermore, we can do the serological test to rule out lupus erythematosus, including the anti-nuclear antibodies, anti-RO, anti-LA antibodies and ESR, full blood count and also urine analysis. The photo testing is useful in those patients with a history of photosensitivity to rule out any polymorphic light eruption or any kind of photosensitivity. The management is unsatisfactory, but it can give temporary relief.